treatment for news agencies that reveal too much about the United States federal government, or heck, even state governments or local governments. Because we had an email that came in from somebody who won't reveal his name. He suggested that our press has gone too far, in his words. He believes that they need to be punished. In fact, he suggested that they should have their offices blown up. Now, he didn't say that he agreed with that or that he would be the one to carry that out.
That would be delicious irony.
But he thought that it would be a great idea to blow up the offices of the Washington Post and the New York Times.
Because they're jeopardizing the national security. And I say that, in fact, they're not jeopardizing the national security. They're jeopardizing the security of the government. And, you know, I could suggest just as easily, I could take the side that I'd like to see, because the government has, you know, all this foreign interventionism that we've participated in, we being the government of this nation, that perhaps it would be better if the terrorists had just blown up government buildings on 9/11 rather than actually attacking the American citizens. I would really have rather seen the Pentagon get four planes in it.
Oh, personally, I would have as well. But he says the media is completely out of control. Do you believe that that's true? Do you think the media is out of control? And if you think the media is out of control, what do you think should be done to, say, rein them in? What do you think that the government should do to crack down on this so-called out-of-control media? Presuming you agree with this guy, and there must be people that agree with him.
Sure.
Because Dick Cheney agrees with him. I heard there was a, let's see, I had prep a couple days ago, with which we didn't get to. Dick Cheney was offended. Did you hear about this, Mark?
I'm sorry, Dick was offended?
Vice President from Reuters, Dick Cheney, said a secret program allowing U.S. officials to examine thousands of private banking records around the world was a legal and so-called absolutely essential weapon in the war on terror.
Great.
Blah, blah. Speaking at a fundraiser, Cheney said, quote, "What I find most disturbing about these stories is the fact that some of the news media take it upon themselves to disclose vital national security programs, thereby making it more difficult for us to prevent future attacks against the American people. That offends me." Dick Cheney's been offended. And so therefore, if Dick's been offended, then that must mean there's all kinds of right-wing talk show hosts out there crowing about how terrible it was for these agencies to reveal this information, and so that's why we have all these people that feel this way, because some people believe the government shouldn't be talked about, I guess, in the media. We shouldn't be revealing their plans and their plots.
On the fast track to a police state.
Yeah, that's what these people are endorsing. They're endorsing control of the media. And really, seriously, if you believe in this, if you think the media should somehow have a few rules added to it, a few minor controls, just little ones, what do you think those should be? 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 800-259-9231. I want to finish up this email here. We've pretty much recapped it. It's from Patch901. That's all we know him by. And he's the guy that suggested that the New York Times should be blown up as in retaliation for revealing information about the government. He says, "I believe that the government's getting fed up with the media and all the leaks, and they're finally going to maneuver to put a stop to it. It won't be a moment too soon. I don't say the media should be controlled by the government or stripped of freedom of speech, but I do think that the freedom of the press should be appropriately attenuated if those in the media can't rein themselves in voluntarily." How is it that he can say in one sentence,
"I hope that the American people descend upon Washington, D.C. with pitchforks and torches and just eviscerate the politicians." And by eviscerate, I mean pull their intestines out. The politicians, if they attenuate the press. What is...
How is it that... But how is it that he can say in one sentence, "I didn't...
And by the way, that's just playing with words, okay? If you're attenuating the press, you're deciding what they can print and what they can't.
Right. Somebody's going to have to make that choice.
Not freedom of press. You either have freedom of the press or you don't.
Somebody in the government, if they do what this guy wants and attenuate the press, someone is going to have to make a decision as to what is appropriate and what is not. There are going to have to be rules set out that determine what it is that can and can't be reported on. Who's going to make that decision? Is that going to be the president's job? No, he's too busy. So they'll create a cabinet, or they'll create a new government office.
The question you have to
office
ask,
of control of the press.
You have to ask yourself, Patch, how would you feel if President Clinton was attenuating the press?
Oh, then it'd be bad. It'd
we
be
probably
bad
wouldn't have found out about Monica at that point.
Right.
Just so you know.
That could have stunned the national
security.
We
wouldn't have found out that the Tomahawk missile that they sent over in Iraq that blew up an aspirin factory was, in fact, blowing up an aspirin factory. If that's what actually happened, I don't know. I question that story.
Right. Well, that's the thing. We should be able to read all the stories we want to.
And question them.
Yeah. And
what you're saying, Patch, is that the American people are too stupid for freedom.
That's not what he's saying. He's just saying there are certain things that we shouldn't be able to know. He's saying the government should know, the government should be able to have secrecy about everything that they do.
He and my mom.
And I think you make a great point that he wants the Bush administration to have secrecy, but I bet it'd be different if it was Democrats. Or Libertarians.
Absolutely.
Or Greens.
Well,
or
there wouldn't,
somebody
there
else.
Wouldn't have to be that much secrecy when it came to Libertarians. What's there to report on?
Yeah, because we'd get in there and start dismantling things.
Just getting rid of the government.
1-800-259-9231. So if you agree with Patch and you think that the government should crack down on the press, if they should attenuate their ability to report on governmental things, we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Steve in Minnesota. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good,
hey.
Steve. What's on your mind?
Okay. You know, with this whole press thing and stuff, you know, and how some people think, you know, that the New York Times, Washington Times, or whatever should be, like, prosecuted for it?
Yeah.
Well, come on. Okay, if you make it public, how are you going to make these terrorists go into secrecy and want to plan another attack when it's out in the open?
Wait a minute. I don't quite understand your question. Can you rephrase that?
Okay. I'll do the best I can, but... Okay, since the New York Times, you know, reported on, you know, how the government's doing all these secret wiretappings and reporting on your income and stuff, and it just goes into, you know, like the government going into your transaction accounts and seeing where the money goes.
Right.
Right. Okay, so if you make it public that the government is doing this, what's given the right to terrorists to want to plan another attack?
Mark, are you understanding?
No, I'm really not. I'm not putting the connection together.
Yeah.
I get the two points that you're making. I don't see how they relate.
You're saying that let me see if I understand. You're saying that because the information's coming out, it'll make the terrorists less likely to do what they've been doing?
There you go. Thank you very much, Ian.
I'm sorry I had so much trouble with that. You know, I think it's an interesting point, but I think it's also important to realize that when you're doing criminal things, when you're doing things that are against the law, it's in your best interest to know what's going on with the law, to know the laws that apply to what it is that you're doing. So, for instance, if you're involved in money laundering, you've probably done a little bit of research about, well, the laws that apply to that sort of thing. And so if terrorists are moving funds from bank account to bank account, it would be in their best interest to have realized that there are such things called CTRs, cash transaction reports. There are such things called SARs, suspicious activity reports. These are reports that banks are required to file if, indeed, there are certain cash transactions above a certain threshold. I believe it's currently, oh gosh, $10,000, $3,000. It's just several thousand dollars. It's really low threshold. Really low thresholds. So if you were already aware of this, I mean, I can guarantee you, real terrorists already know that the government is looking at bank transactions. This is just news to America, that's all.
Right. And, you know, when we look at the low-level terrorists, you know, these different cells and stuff, you know, I don't care. You know, I'm a libertarian by belief. You know, I live the libertarian life. At least I try to. You know, in Duluth, Minnesota, it's almost kind of impossible, but basically, you know, I do believe in, you know, the libertarian way of life.
Good. Glad to have you out there, Steve. And thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's nice to hear from Steve, but he agrees with us.
Yeah.
If you're somebody that wants the press's freedom to be cracked down on, if you think the press has gone too far, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Of course, freedom of speech is continuing to be oppressed. In fact, flag-burning amendments, definitely something we need to talk about coming up. Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act. to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 72906. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That allows you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. That's 1-800-259-9231. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there. Over 110,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 1,200 people are interacting there. It's all for free. There's serious issues being discussed, fun stuff as well. You'll find it all. It's free. bbs.freetalklive.com gets you access. bbs.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, by the way, is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. My question still stands, and no one has called in yet to agree with our emailer. Our emailer says that the press has gone too far. They've revealed too much information about this government. and their national security policies and the things that they're doing behind the scenes. Press shouldn't be allowed to talk about that sort of stuff. We need to put down a few ground rules for this here press. It's gone too far, says he. Well,
it's either freedom or it's rules, and I'm afraid once you put some rules in, then you're going to have
more
other...
More will be coming.
Yep, you're going to have other rules, and then the freedoms that you wanted to keep are going to go away.
Yeah. And of course, we obviously are for total freedom of speech in America. If you're on private property and you own that property, you should be free to say what you want. Now, for instance, if some of our radio station affiliates decide they don't like what we're saying on Free Talk Live, they can pull us off the air.
They can do
that. We don't have the freedom to be on as many radio transmitters as we'd like to be on. But otherwise, we can continue to talk. And what this guy is suggesting is that people that reveal too much about the government should be blown up. He actually said that.
Well,
now
he didn't say he wanted to see them blown up. He said that
he thought
it would
be nice.
Delicious irony.
Well, he would like to see some controls. He would like to see some rules, which means that if, for instance, the news came out from some source about what the government was doing, and then a bunch of people, like, say, Free Talk Live, reported on it, then we'd all be liable. We'd all possibly be facing some sort of sanctions. We'd be facing some punishment from the government.
The government would love that.
And I wouldn't stand for it. I'd fight it till the very bitter end. You go ahead and pass all the rules you want to. Free Talk Live will continue talking out against this government, talking out against every government that is elected. I don't care if it's John Kerry. I don't care if it's Bill Clinton. I don't care if it's George Bush.
Or John McCain.
Or John McCain. If it's a Democrat or a Republican, you can darn well bet... That we're going to talk out against them, unless it, by some miracle, it's some pro-liberty principled Democrat or Republican, which I've yet to see. So, again, if you think that the press has gone too far, 800-259-9231.
I'd like to see just a minorly oriented liberty candidate up there, and then we just have less things to report on. I mean, that'd be great.
We'd have to talk, if we had a libertarian government, we'd have to talk about personal issues and stuff more often.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. Well, all right, so we're going to the phones here. Josh in Kansas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Josh. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't necessarily believe that the press should be reeled in, but I was going to try and play devil's advocate and see what we can come up with.
All right, good luck. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing that Abraham Lincoln said that is just bandied about all the time basically says, my right to swing my fist and at the tip of your nose.
Okay.
Okay, the media's right to report on what they want ends at the government's right to protect.
You know, the government doesn't have rights.
Well, the government's responsibility to protect the people.
No, actually they don't. In fact, the Supreme Court has decided over and over again that the government has absolutely no obligation or responsibility to protect anybody. So you lose twice.
Okay.
Anything else?
It's hard to do the devil's advocate, though.
Yeah, especially when you don't really believe it.
That's why we believe everything that we say on the air.
Right.
I've heard that there are talk show hosts out there that don't believe the things that they say.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. And that means, consequently, that Ian's just as crazy as he sounds.
That is scary.
Yeah, I can do devil's advocate for a very short time, but then I run out of steam because, again, you can't back it up.
Right.
Hey, Josh.
There is one thing I believe the press should be held responsible for.
What?
Truth.
Well, yes. But when you say held responsible, what do you mean?
Well, like, say the New York Times reports that George Bush died. God hope.
Well, then the Washington Post and the New York, the New York Times is New York Post.
The rest of the press will say,
whoa, he's not dead.
Right.
You're
right.
Silly.
And then they'll look bad.
And then their credibility takes a hit. And if they continue to do that, then their credibility will continue to take a hit. And they'll
go
away.
The New York Inquirer. Exactly. Josh, thanks for the call, man. Great points. We appreciate you giving it a shot. 800-259-9231. I want a true believer.
Yep.
I want a true believer. Somebody that really believes the press has gone too far and needs to be regulated.
You know, the weeknights, we have a lot of the choir listening.
That's true. Okay. So let's shift a little bit. We've got the people that are concerned with the press revealing too much information about the government. We also have a crowd of people in America now. In fact, the news has been reporting on it tonight during the news break, said this flag-burning amendment, that it's darn close to being passed, I guess, in the Senate, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
This again, it's part of this nationalistic fervor, this nationalistic idea of whatever's good for the country is good for whatever's good for the government, we got to do it. And these flags, man, we can't have people burning them. We can't have people desecrating the flag. I mean, it's happened 100 times in the last 200 years or something.
I think it's happened 200 times in the last 217 years or something like
okay.
that. But
200 times in 17 years?
217 years.
200 times in 217 years.
I believe that's the number we're talking about here. But anyway, the article does say, and if I'm mistaken, well, punch me in the nose. Citizens Flag Alliance, a group pushing for the Senate this week to pass a flag-burning amendment to the Constitution, just reported an alarming 33% increase in the number of flag desecration incidents this year.
33%!
The number has increased to 4 from 3. The naive among us may have trouble.
We've used that, those kind of numbers. When we were getting our first few affiliates on board, Free Talk Live increases its affiliate count by 50%. Yes, we've gone from 2 to 4. That wouldn't be correct.
That would be 100.
It'd be 2 to 3.
Yeah,
that'd be 50%.
50. All right. The naive among us may have trouble appreciating how 4 flag burning episodes would constitute a constitutional crisis, but the men and women of the Senate, ever alert to emerging threats, are on the case. I think the flag is a symbol of what veterans fought for, said Senator Arlen Specter. He said in open debate yesterday, what they sustained wounds for, what they sustained loss of limbs for, and what they sustained loss of life for.
A piece of cloth?
I'm not sure that I hope that they fought for, in fact, the American citizens, the freedoms that America has.
That's what they believed they were fighting for, at least. Whether they really were or were not is a whole other issue, in which case I don't think they were. They were fighting for political reasons, but that's another issue.
In pursuit of this urgent matter, floor leader Specter mustered all manner of argument, the military service of his brother, Morton, his brother-in-law's service in the Pacific, his father Harry's service in the... Argonne, his mother's immigration from the Ukraine, his own stateside service during the Korean War. Ooh, he was protecting Omaha during the Korean War.
Mm-hmm.
A pickup truck accident his father once had with his sister, bicycle rides he took as a 7-year-old in Kansas. I can't imagine that's true. The treachery of Mussolini, the light casualty sustained during the Gulf War, and the trip he made to a VA hospital 15 years ago. It goes on.
And actually, I pulled up the Citizens Flag Alliance website here. I'm going to dig around and see if they've got any interesting propaganda to talk about. 800-259-9231. If you think the flag should be protected by law, we want to hear from you. Or you can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
OPCPure.com.
What are you doing?
Energizing. OPCPure.com.
Energizing?
And celebrating. OPCPure.com.
Celebrating what?
By energizing.
What? You're crazy.
Not crazy. Just excited. I finally found the all-natural products that restore my energy without chemicals or toxins. I don't even experience the crash and burn I get from energy drinks, coffee, or sugar highs. I'm a healthier man and I feel great.
OPC what?
OPCPure.com, my friend. OPCPure.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. If you dial in toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is free, including the listener map. You can go and add yourself to it. There's over 1,300 of our listeners that have done so. You go to map.freetalklive.com. In fact, you can not only add yourself as a little digital pushpin, but you can also look around the world and see who else might be listening to the program in whatever country you want to. I mean, we've got them internationally. map.freetalklive.com. Again, map. .freetalklive.com, talking about the flag-burning amendment that has been proposed. In fact, Mark, you've got some sort of a news article in regards to this.
I
have pulled up the CFA Inc. website. It is the Council, the Citizens Flag Alliance, and I found their frequently asked questions file. But first, let's continue with what you have, Mark.
I think it's important to focus on the basic fact that the text of the First Amendment, the text of the Constitution, the text of the Bill of Rights is not involved, Specter argued. The Judiciary Committee chairman did not explain how he could add 17 words to the Constitution without altering its text. Fortunately, the Senate will have plenty of time to discuss that matter. The chamber has scheduled up to 4 days of debate on the flag-burning amendment this week. And it just narrowly didn't pass the last time. I believe it was 3 votes shy.
Okay.
If that formula, one day of Senate debate for each incident of flag burning this year, were to be applied to other matters, the Senate would need to schedule 12 days of debate to contemplate the number of years before Medicare goes broke, 335 days to debate for each service member killed in Iraq this year, 11 million days of debate on the estimated number of illegal immigrants in the country.
I must say, I'd rather have them debating all those things than passing more laws.
Yes. If it was a debate club, we'd be a lot better off. Fortunately, the Senate only has 49 days left on its legislative calendar for this year. Senator Orrin Hatch saw the calculus somewhat differently. They say that flag burning is a rare occurrence. It's not that rare, he told the chamber. An aide hoisted a large blue poster detailing 17 incidents of flag desecration over 3 years. Hatch, citing an ongoing offense against common decency, read them all. That's just mentioning some of what we know of. There's a lot more than that, I'm sure.
There's people setting fire to flags, and this needs to be stopped!
Yeah, never mind that in most cases the perpetrators could have been prosecuted for theft or vandalism.
Correct.
Or arson or, you know...
In most cases of flag burning, it's usually someone burning another person's flag. It's
right.
A property
it's
rights
a crime
violation.
Already.
But, and just unless there's really more juicy stuff here... There's a post right now on hammeroftruth.com.
I got one thing I'd like to mention.
Okay.
Okay. 200 cases in 215 years. That's less than 10 cases over the last 10 years.
Yeah. Not a lot.
So he had to outline the 17 cases in 3 years sometime before the most recent 10 years. Yeah.
Not really.
This is just nonsense.
Not a lot. But even if it was going on, it should absolutely still be protected. I mean, it's freedom of speech. If it's your property, if I have a big American flag and I want to douse it with gasoline and set it on fire in my front yard, I should be able to do so,
mm-hmm.
as long as I don't catch anybody else's yards on fire.
I've got to say that I don't agree that burning flags is a good idea, and I think that
I think it's ineffective.
Representative Gary Ackerman previously is quoted as saying, "If a jerk burns a flag, America is not threatened.
No.
If a jerk burns a flag, America is not under siege. If a jerk burns a flag, freedom is not at risk, and we are not threatened. My colleagues, we are offended, and to change, we are offended, and to change our constitution because someone offends us is in itself unconscionable."
And that's the un-American part. Absolutely. In fact, you mentioned that it's only happened 217 times in 200 years. And I can guarantee you, if you go to hammeroftruth.com, you'll see there's a flag.
It's actually 200 times in 215 years. Go ahead.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, regardless, it's not very often. If you go to hammeroftruth.com, there is an entry there called a burning question, where I think it's Stephen Gordon, one of the publishers there, mm-hmm. suggests that if the Senate is to pass this measure, regardless of whether or not it passes the states and actually gets added to the Constitution, if the Senate is just to pass the measure, he plans on burning a flag. In fact, then there's another 50 comments of people, you know, in the comment section, there's a variety of people saying they are going to do the exact same thing. If these people pass this measure, you can darn well bet that the incidences of flag burning will be there'll be a new record set this year. You can bet it.
I don't support the burning of the flag under any conditions.
You want to see the flag get burned? Pass a law against it. Go right ahead.
That's the
truth. It's going to happen.
The more that we talk about flag burning, the more that people are going to realize, wow, we can incite folks by burning the flag.
Let's talk to Mayo in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mayo.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I agree with you guys. I think that's part of our Constitution. We should be able to, I mean, anything that's in the Constitution, we should have the freedom to do. We shouldn't have to worry about getting punished by law by doing something that's in our Constitution. Those are like our God-given rights, basically.
I have to agree.
And another thing, it's all turning towards losing our rights. Everything is turning towards losing our rights.
Yep.
Have you guys looked at, like, you know, people think about, oh, we're never going to lose our guns. But slowly we're losing our guns. We're losing the right to bear arms, slowly. Like, first it was, now we're downgrading. We can't have a 50-millimeter. That Arnold Schwarzenegger just passed that a couple months ago, that we can't have 50-millimeter or bigger.
Really?
Yeah, and it's getting crazy, like. Have you guys heard about the 9/11 Truth movement?
Oh, sure. The 9/11 Truth people have called in here several times.
Yeah. What do you guys take on that?
It's very simple. I find that it's very interesting. I think the theories that are out there are intriguing. I think a lot of them have some really good questions that they're asking. I don't think I sign on board for any particular one of them. But one thing's for sure, I do not believe the government story at all. So
yeah.
I don't know who to believe. I don't think it matters as well. I think that a lot of the people that are spending their time researching 9/11 and researching what happened are people that are wasting their time. They could easily be spending that time recruiting new people into the liberty movement by talking about real concrete issues that nobody can deny. I mean, nobody can deny the government is getting bigger, more intrusive, and more oppressive than ever, except for the party line Republicans right now. But for the most part, anybody objectively paying attention will be able to be swayed by persuasive arguments about the size of government, not about who committed 9/11. I just don't think it's persuasive. Does that answer your question?
That's good, but like, if Bush committed it, we have to catch him for something. And they haven't even made an official. The government hasn't given us an official investigation of 9/11. That's bullshit, dude.
Well, you're live on the radio. You need to be careful. You can't do that again. Look, you're asking for Bush to be brought up on charges, which means you're asking for the government to do something in a positive manner towards freedom in America. And nobody in the government is going to bring Bush up on charges. It's just not going to happen.
I'm not saying bring Bush. I'm saying do an investigation and find out what happened.
They already did their investigation. It's called the 9/11 Commission, and it's a bunch of crap.
And it's crap, and they ignored everything that the 9/11 Commission said, too. So
you know what I mean? There's some bad corruption in there.
Oh, there's always been corruption in there, which is why you can't turn to the government for solutions. You can't turn to the government and expect them to iron out the situation and expect them to expose the criminals here. I mean, we still don't know who killed John F. Kennedy, nor does it matter anyways. It doesn't matter.
It's getting worse. You're still looking at just 9/11. You have to look at the whole picture. Have you heard about the Patriot Act?
Of course, yes.
There's an article in it that says they can pull you out of your house... Anytime they want, police can pull you out of the house and just execute you in front of your family. There's an article in there if you read it.
Well, I don't know if anybody's actually done that. I mean, I'll take your word for it. Certainly the Patriot Act is something that has abrogated our freedoms in America. It has assaulted our liberty. There's no doubt about it. And there are some frightening provisions in there, and a lot of them have been used. I mean, with the kids' bomb threats in schools being labeled terrorist acts. We've got the guy with the laser pointer pointing it at the helicopter. That's been labeled a terrorist act under the Patriot Act. So regardless of what it says, it's bad news. Anything this federal government does is bad news, and it needs to be opposed. Mayo, did you have any other thoughts for us tonight?
Well, I wanted to say one more thing. 9/11, I want to say just one thing about just the physics about what they supposedly said. It would not have. It's impossible. Even at free fall, the buildings fell too fast. What happened was it was a set of demolition. Demolition, because the way they made it was that it would implode on itself, and it actually sucked the building down.
Yeah, well, I got to say that one thing that you can't argue with is why did Building 7 fall?
Yeah.
What was all that about?
I mean,
that's what I said, Mayo. There's some really good questions out there. What the true story is, we'll probably never know. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. More flag burning coming up. Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever's on your mind. And we still have to talk a little bit more about this flag thing, because I pulled up the Citizens Flag Alliance, their website, their frequently asked questions file, and we'll go through some of their reasons as to why they believe that burning a flag or desecrating a flag should be prohibited in the United States. We'll find out what they think coming up here. 800-259-9231, plus you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We'd like you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. If you like what we're doing on the show, you want us to continue doing it and get on more radio stations around the country, then you should become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. All the information's there as far as the perks that you get as an amplifier, the reasons why you should become an amplifier, what we do with the money, and how much money are we asking for? $3 a month. We give you everything on our website for free, so keep enjoying that on the house. But if you like what we're doing, you want us to keep doing it and spread around the country, be an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com.
You know, it's like joining our little club. There's lots of perks to it, and it's well worth the $3.
Right. And plus, again, we turn around all the money into promoting the show. Mm-hmm. It's not like a club that goes to buy us a bunch of nice things.
I'd really like a Lamborghini, the new Gallardo.
Sorry.
Montiago.
You're SOL, my friend. All right, amp.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones. Jeff in Oregon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Jeff.
I'm right on board with you guys on the flag burning, but I have to disagree with the idea that a newspaper can print anything it wants and is not guilty of any crime.
Okay, what are you going to suggest here, that they shouldn't be able to libel people?
Well, not besides libel. Libel is a good example. But what would you think about, say, during World War II, the printing of battle plans in the New York Times? Would that be acceptable to you?
Absolutely. If they could get their hands on that information, I think it's absolutely acceptable.
What about...
Freedom's a tough thing to have, Jeff. I mean, freedom can be a real real bitch sometimes. I mean, you might have things said that aren't very nice. You might have information revealed that shouldn't have been revealed. But I absolutely support their freedom of the press to do that sort of thing.
Doesn't that fall under the definition of treason, giving aid and comfort to the enemy?
Well, I feel that, to some extent, some of the lies we've been told in order to get into wars that we've gotten into, the Gulf of Tonkin comes up as an example, weapons of mass destruction, those kind of things. I think that those ought to be considered treason before putting the battle plans as a result of those lies.
Sure.
I think that should be the first
treason.
Well, I
don't think there's any evidence of lying with weapons of mass destruction, so that's a different
I don't think there's any real good evidence of weapons of mass destruction. I mean, they found a few things there, old stuff from previous wars, but they haven't found the yellow cake that existed. And American people have had, $400 billion dollars?
They have found yellow cake there.
They have not? You're mistaken.
No, they have found yellow cake.
No, they may have found a cake, Duncan Hines or something, but they did not find yellow cake that's used to make a nuclear weapon. Sorry.
Okay, we're just going to have to agree to disagree. You say yes,
no,
he says no.
I'm not going to agree to disagree. He's completely mistaken. I am all over this issue.
Where did you hear that happened?
Why don't we come back to the issue of the New York Times and about there's two specific issues they reported on, the surveillance of banking transactions.
Right, right.
And did you know that's the way they caught the Bally bombers, the Bally nightclub, the terrorists?
Oh, no, I didn't know
surveilling
that.
Surveilling those banking records. Had Bally bombers known about the surveillance, they would not have been caught.
You know, I'm sorry, but the surveilling of those banking records, as far as I'm concerned, is an overstepping of the bounds by the government. Do you think it's okay for them to enact this war on drugs by kicking in people's doors and doing random searches of your car?
Well, I don't agree with the war on drugs, and I don't definitely.
Well, but
don't
but
agree
you're just giving the government
searches.
All kinds of power.
You agree with the war on terror, though?
There's
do
a
you?
Difference between these bank. I disagree with the war on drugs, but there's a difference between random searches and the kind of specific. Kind of surveillance the government's doing. I don't believe it.
Sir, wait a minute. Whoa, slow down. Cash transaction report, suspicious activity report. They are wide. They are not just targeting certain individuals. They are looking at every single international transaction. In fact, they're also looking at any local transaction, any domestic transaction that happens to exceed a certain amount, a cash dollar amount. This is going on right now, and it's been going on long before the war on terror started. The government has been nosing around in your bank account for years. It's just that the New York Times happened to report on it last week, and now everybody's up in arms about it because somebody came out and talked about it.
I think there's a difference between the program the New York Times is reporting on and the program that's been around for a while, which is that any transaction of a certain dollar amount has to be reported.
Sure, and it just shows incremental steps towards our government overstepping its bounds farther and farther.
Well, I think that we'd have actually more to worry about with the sort of surveillance of banking transactions over a certain dollar amount domestically than we do about the international banking laws that were the surveillance.
Why? Because you don't do any banking internationally?
No, I think that's more like well.
No, you're saying that we should look at people's transactions.
Average American.
You think it's okay to look at average Americans' bank accounts?
Well, this is a narrow range of international transactions they're looking at.
Uh huh. Look, I don't care. I don't think the government belongs in anybody's bank account, whether they're terrorists or not. I don't think that they deserve to be nosing around in anyone's bank accounts because that's an invasion of privacy, and everybody deserves privacy. Why is it that you can agree with that? Well, then you have to be against the government nosing around through bank accounts. Let them do their investigation.
Well, it depends on the way in which they're nosing around.
Look, Jeff, they're looking for transactions. They're looking for so-called suspicious transactions. And in the government's mind, a $25,000 transfer from one account to another is a suspicious transaction. Yet that stuff goes on every single day for completely legitimate reasons. And the side effect of what you're talking about here, you can make all the arguments you want about how the Bali bombers were caught through this way and you know they've been successful here and there and there. Well, also, people who are innocent are going to come under scrutiny. Maybe somebody's depositing their life savings in their bank account, you know, depositing $76,000 or something like that into a bank account one day, triggering off some sort of money laundering alert, and then they're investigated by the Treasury Department, and who knows, they could be caught up in a big mistake. They make plenty of mistakes in the war on drugs. I mean, you don't believe they're, don't you think that they're going to make a few mistakes in the war on terror?
I agree, but
yeah.
I also think that the program's important in order to protect.
Sir, if you think the government's going to keep you protected, you got another thing coming, Jeff. They are not going to protect you at all. Did they protect anybody? In fact, they don't even have an obligation to protect, as we pointed out earlier. But they certainly can't protect very many people for anything. They're all right at cleaning up a mess afterwards. But if you're expecting protection from the state, sorry.
The reason that we weren't protected on 9/11 is because these very sorts of restrictions where you can't have federal agents talking to each other, where you have people putting little yellow dots over terrorist faces because
the reason that we were in danger
immigration service.
The reason that we were in danger on 9/11 is because of our foreign interventionism in the Middle East. I mean, how about that? So the government created its own problem, and then due to its incompetence, didn't solve the problem, and you want them to do it. No, I don't. And you want to take my tax money to do it at the point of a gun.
There you go. Jeff, thanks.
I don't think the 9/11 was caused by the United States provoking foreign countries.
What? Countries, the foreign nationals themselves. You're supporting King Fahd over in Saudi Arabia. You don't think that makes people mad?
We can't base our foreign policy on which people we think will make mad at us.
We shouldn't have foreign policy, Jeff.
We should stay home and be non-interventionist, as our founding fathers suggested that we should be. Apparently, you don't have much respect for the founding fathers and what they had to say.
Well, I do.
Oh, well, then you must be aware that George Washington was famous for saying that he wanted entangling alliances with none and trade with everyone. We're supposed to trade with people, not get involved in their business.
George Washington's a boob.
We're not supposed to be attacking people around the world, Jeff, and it's because we've attacked other countries, killed people's friends and family members, that people are angry at us. Just look at what Bin Laden says. Listen to what he says. He says it every time he gets, every time there's a Bin Laden tape that comes out, he reminds everyone that the reason why this is going on, the reason why terrorism is happening, is because the U.S. has been meddling around in other countries' affairs for decades.
It's Pepsi and Britney Spears is the reason.
That's right. That's all it is. Jeff, thanks for the call.
Are we going to stop exporting our culture? And I mean, do you honestly think that if America just sort of kept to itself and didn't fuck anyone, that we wouldn't have any problem with terrorism whatsoever?
Yeah, that's right.
I really do think
the exact same reason why Switzerland doesn't have a problem with terrorism.
Wait a
second. Don't mess with other
Jeff,
people.
If you do have proof on Yellow Cake, please email it to me at mark@freetalklive.com.
Jeff, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Look at Switzerland. Neutral. They don't get in other people's business.
Why would anybody want to blow you up if you're not out there provoking them?
Where are all the bombings in Switzerland?
It's not Pepsi and Britney Spears, I swear.
And they're pretty westernized in Switzerland as well, okay? So we can continue to export products and services. That's fine. That's what we're supposed to do. 1-800-259-9231, and I don't look to the government for security because they fail at everything they try. Hour 3 coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...